Varsity Super Wednesday.
Hello everybody, James Bramley here, your Student Union Sports Officer. I am delighted and incredibly excited to announce we have confirmed our sports for Varsity Super Wednesdays. So, we'll start off with the first one. On Wednesday the 27th of April at the University of Nottingham, we have our first Varsity Super Wednesday. We're opening up in the morning with golf. We are playing golf in the morning. That should be very exciting between our first teams here and our first team at Trent. That'll be a nice early morning session and a great way to start the day. That's going to be played at Ruddington Golf Course, fingers crossed, but that is confirmed as a varsity sport in the Super Wednesday. On to the bulk of the afternoon sessions, we are going to have in our University Park facility archery, dodgeball, fencing and trampoline, all competing at the same time, all in the same venue, and it should be a really, really exciting afternoon. As well as that, we have our tennis club, who are incredibly talented players this year, playing against Trent down at the tennis centre. So that's a great afternoon sport that's going on. And hopefully, leading on into the evening, we will have canoe polo and water polo, both in the University Park facilities, down at the swimming pool, and hopefully we can get a big crowd along to them. So that's our first Varsity Super Wednesday, with 8 sports on the 27th of April at the University of Nottingham, all confirmed, all raring to go, and it should be an incredibly exciting day. On to the second Varsity Super Wednesday. This is the 4th of May, and this is to be held at Nottingham Trent University, so that's their home Super Wednesday on the 4th of May. Starting off once again with a morning event, which is rowing. So that's an addition this year. That'll be taking place in the morning, obviously on the River Trent, which should be an incredibly close and exciting race. And then the afternoon sessions are going to be badminton, squash, table tennis, ultimate frisbee, women's lacrosse as well. So there should be quite a lot of fixtures that are happening, all in the same facilities down at Nottingham Trent University. So that should be an exciting afternoon of sport, as well as karate. Sorry, I missed that one off. That was our final edition late last week. So karate will be happening there as well. And then into the evening session, we will have Thai boxing taking place at Forum, as well as horseball, which is a sport that might not be the most well known, but it's incredibly exciting to watch. And that will be taking place on the evening of that Wednesday. And the winner of whoever wins the most sports throughout the day will gain a varsity point and contribute to the series. So it's an incredibly exciting new format this year. And we're really excited to see what happens with them.
So James, can you tell us, what new sport are you most looking forward to watching?
What new sport am I most looking forward to watching? Really good question. Obviously, I'm quite a big golf fan. So, I mean, it'll be exciting to go down and watch the golf. Maybe myself swing my 7-iron a bit, but no, that should be good. But I'm most excited for canoe polo and water polo. I think that first Wednesday evening in the swimming pool, having played water polo myself and seen some canoe polo, I think it should be a really feisty but exciting event and evening.
And then how do you think we'll fare on both of the days?
I'm backing us to win both. I think we've got a lot of potential on both days. I think the first day we should win the majority of those sports, and then on to the second day we should win as well. I'm backing us to get 2 solid points there.
And do you think that maybe some of these Super Wednesday sports long term can become official varsity sports?
So the whole point of this is to sort of provide a platform for the clubs that have potentially not been involved in the past or have struggled with spectatorship at their own events, to sort of help increase spectatorship and the competitive nature of it, and then we can sort of reassess. Well, it won't be me, because unfortunately I would have gone, but the Varsity Strategic Board can reassess the criteria, and we can look forward to hopefully supporting them more.